You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello, welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is your host, Kanishka Sarkar. So, now that we're just a few days away from Budget 2022 announcement, we'll take a short break from the Top News podcast and I'll share updates with you on the budget. Let's find out what different sectors of the economy and taxpayers like you and me are expecting as of January 20th. Before we get to what other sectors are looking for in Nirmala Sitharaman's budget for the next fiscal, let's first see what the cryptocurrency sector, one which has seen a massive interest in recent times, is hoping to get. So far, given the cryptocurrency bill hasn't been introduced yet, the sector hopes for complete clarity on crypto classification and the digital assets taxation. Industry sources have told CNBC TV 18 that while they don't expect crypto to become a legal tender, they think it should be treated as an asset class. Crypto exchanges in pre-budget recommendations have said that the government should consider all aspects of crypto taxation and have a reasonable tax regime for the sector. A GST of about 18% can be charged on fee collected by exchanges in enabling buying and selling of cryptos. They also suggest profit from crypto investments can be charged a short-term capital gains tax of 30% and a long-term capital gains tax of 20%. The industry bodies have also called for taxes on trading and investment in cryptos to be similar to trading and investment in commodities and securities. Another interesting point that people wait for very keenly is tax exemptions. Some reports suggest that the center may consider phasing out certain direct tax exemptions in the union budget for 2022-2023 fiscal. The government expects more people to switch to the new tax regime in the coming years, and so the finance ministry is exploring options of rationalizing the capital gains tax rates. A top policymaker told a Business Daily, as more and more people shift to the new tax brackets, the government will slowly phase out some exemptions. For those of you not familiar with the new regime, in brief, the FM had introduced the new alternative tax regime in the Finance Act 2020. As compared to the existing or old tax regime, which offers deductions and tax rebates, the new regime gives taxpayers concessional rates but no deductions and tax exemptions. When one files their income tax return, they get the option to choose between the two. Rohinthan Sidwa, the direct tax partner with Deloitte India, as quoted in the report, is of the view that some tax exemptions such as Section 80JJAA, which gives incentives to companies to hire new workers, should be continued. This development comes on the heels of the chatter that government is considering giving incentives to the salaried class to lure them to the new tax regime. As CNBC TV 18 reported earlier, the government is likely to add some basic deductions, which could include standard deduction, interest against home loan, house rent, and medical insurance to make the new tax regime more realistic. Now that we have talked about what the budget should be, next up, let's find out what an expert says the budget should not be. Prateek Gupta, the CEO and co-head of institutional equities at Kotak Securities, is hopeful that we don't see too much of a spike in populist measures this time. A populist budget tends to spend on policies only to please people and has no impact on the economy. The economists at State Bank of India were also of the view that the economy needs more nursing and the budget shouldn't focus on fiscal consolidation alone. They pointed to the need for more stabilization measures to sustain the fledgling recovery. So, what should the government do? SBI Chief Economist Soumya Kanti Ghosh says that one best way to begin the new fiscal is to complete the share sale of LIC this fiscal. This can go a long way in repairing the overstretched balance sheet, which in turn will bring down fiscal deficit to a much lower 6.3% in FY23. As the public coffers will be left with a cash surplus of at least 3 lakh crore rupees to begin the new fiscal. Ghosh also cautioned against any new taxes like wealth tax or others at this point because he thinks that could do more harm than benefit. Moving on, Radhika Rao, who's a senior economist at DBS Group Research, feels that besides managing the COVID-19 pandemic, this budget must seek to strike a balance between growth and consolidation. She says the government's top priority will be pandemic firefighting in the near-term outlook, but next in line will be demand shifting from goods to services, restoring jobs, need for investment revival, and tighter global and local monetary policy. She thinks on-track vaccination, rollout of booster shots, and a peak in current caseload will likely allow the service sector activities to return to pre-pandemic levels. Now that we have discussed budget expectations, let me share something interesting with you. And that is how India's finance ministers started carrying the budget documents in the budget red box and how the trend gradually changed. And last year we saw FM Nirmala Sitharaman carry the budget in an India-made tablet to the parliament. Until very recently, Indian finance ministers would traditionally carry their budget speech papers in a briefcase. This practice had been carried over from the British tradition of a red box. In the UK, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, that is the British FM, carried budget papers in a red box. This tradition was started by William Ewart Gladstone in 1860, and it was started because his speeches would run so long that he needed a briefcase to carry the papers. When Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented her first budget in 2019, she became the first to buck that tradition. She called it a colonial legacy and used a traditional bahi khata instead. Back then, she also said, and I quote, "For budget 2019, I did not carry a suitcase. We are not a suitcase carrying government. A suitcase also denotes something else. Suitcase taking and suitcase giving. Modiji's government is not a suitcase government." Unquote. And then in 2020, the bahi khata was ditched in favor of something more digital, a tablet. Reportedly, a made-in-India iPad, the tablet was thought to be used in order to be more COVID-safe. But much like the iconic bahi khata, the tablet was also chosen for a reason, to reflect the government's push towards digital India. And that's about it for today. Before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with more updates on the budget. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.